Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Annalisa Sandrelli from the Venice Film Festival, and I'm here to interview the delegates on the 28 Times Cinema jury. The 28 Times Cinema is an initiative supported by the European Parliament in collaboration with the Giornate degli Autori. So, first of all, I'm going to ask Natalia to introduce herself and tell us a little bit about herself, where you come from in Poland, and how you came to be here in Venice. How did you apply to be part of this important jury?
Hello, everyone. I'm really honored to be here. I'm Natalia from Poland. I'm representing Kino Pod Baranami in Krakow. I'm studying film in Krakow. I love cinema, like all we do here. And how it happened that I'm here. I just made a video. It was actually crazy because I didn't expect to actually win this competition. So it was really a spontaneous thing. And I'm really glad I'm here. And I'm really happy and I'm really embracing every moment.
Excellent. And what were your expectations when you heard about winning the competition? You knew that you were coming to Venice. What did you expect to find here?
To be honest, I didn't have any expectation. I was too much excited that I'm going to be here. Like Venice Film Festival, really important one, the biggest one in Europe. Mm-hmm. But now I'm just like really, really grateful for this opportunity to be here. Mm-hmm. And I'm really glad I met those old people from all around the world. Okay, this is amazing.
Great. And you said you're a film student.
Yeah.
So do you already know what you would like to do in this field when you graduate? You'd like to stay in the audiovisual industry somehow?
Maybe not in this field, because it's my passion, of course. But mm-hmm. I'm also working in a radio in Poland. Okay. So that's why I think I want to stay in this part.
Okay, so we're colleagues.
Yeah, we're colleagues.
Right.
Yeah, from job.
Can I ask you about your viewing habits? Do you often go to the cinema? You said you represent a cinema in Krakow, of course. But what kind of films do you like? What kind of genres? And do you also use streaming platforms that are so popular nowadays, especially among young people, things like Netflix and stuff like that?
Of course, I love cinema. I want to go as much as possible. I'm not actually really into like watching movies on your computer besides Netflix, because Netflix is actually it's a thing. I mean, it's really good to have a platform like that. You can watch a lot of movies on Netflix, especially like I think it's kind of revolution that today and on this festival, on this edition, we have movies that's going to be on Netflix after the festival. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's really nice. And I'm just going to cinema as much as possible.
Okay. So you think that it's a good crossover when cinema and streaming platforms meet? Because you know that there have been controversies about this in the past as well. You know, people not in favor of films staying not very long in cinemas and then straight to Netflix. But you think it's actually a good mixture, a good partnership?
Actually, it's a really good kind of partnership. But from my experience, for example, Roma. Mm-hmm. It was in cinemas and in Netflix. So you can choose. I choose both. Mm-hmm. And there's you can compare those two perceptions, because in cinema it's just better. The sound, you have like dark room, so it's better. But I think it's interesting.
So can we now move on to talk about what you're doing here in Venice? I think you've taken part in workshops and meetings and debates, and of course you've been going to see films. What has been the highlight so far, you would say? What have you enjoyed the most?
Firstly, the movies. I mean, standing in the queue is a kind of experience, really, like to connecting those old people, because we are talking with each other. You don't know them, they are strangers, but somehow you feel connected to them. Mm-hmm. And I think the other part is, it was our beach party, the whole group of us, 28 people. We've been dancing and drinking and having fun here in Italy, in Venice. Mm-hmm. So it was really good. And I think we actually made a really nice group of young people who love cinema.
Okay, that sounds great. Can we now talk a little bit about how it is for you to work under the guidance of a famous film director? You know, in the jury that you're part of, you are led in your meetings, in your work, by the Brazilian director Karim Enus. So has he been giving you lots of guidance? Has he given you lots of advice? How does it work? How do you relate to him?
Actually, it's an honor for me, and our discussions are amazing. I feel developing myself somehow in these discussions, and his point of view is actually amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's a great responsibility to be part of a jury awarding a major prize here
in Venice. It's a huge responsibility for us, but I think we're gonna be good. We have really huge discussions, but I think somehow it's gonna have a good point, and he's helping us to make this point.
That's excellent. And finally, what will you take away from this experience? Do you think the most valuable thing? Well, of course, you're not about to leave. You're staying on for a few more days. Yeah. But so far, what do you think has been the most amazing part of this Venice experience?
I think being inside a festival like this, mm-hmm. because I think I have a different experience because I'm a part of the jury than if I would be here just for movies, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think this is the most precious experience, like one of the precious experiences in my entire life.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Natalia. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much, too.
We've been talking to Natalia Luba, who is the Polish delegate on the 28 Times Cinema Jury, awarding the Lux Prize. And I have been Annalisa Sandrelli, reporting for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.